at the end of the day, you still have a task that you have to do. And you have to learn from this experience to know what to do, know how to handle situations, and to learn from it so you know what not to do.
Spade Gang, welcome to a brand new episode of the BK Spade Show. I am your host, BK Spades, and I am here with my very lovely co-host,
Nova Kane, baby.
There we go. And not only am I here with my very lovely co-host, I keep checking the computer to make sure that he's working here. I am also here with my OG tag team partner, one of my bestest friends, like ever, to ever do it, ever, to be a best friend, Mr. and community leader. He's a minister of music, and just all around good guy. Mr. R.P. Jones. But we're not going to be here long today. We're trying to do this in an hour, and we're going to make it interesting because we're going to be talking about religion and how that affects society, especially within the Black community, since we're all Black and we can kind of speak from there. We're going to, you know, talk about some of our personal experiences. I don't want to say issues, because just because you have a problem doesn't make it a big issue. So we're going to talk about just few things that affected us and some things that we've observed. And we're going to kick this off since Artesia is our guest. For those of you just tuning in, Artesia is our guest.
Wait. Before we start,
you were absolutely right.
I would like to say thank you for everyone that's tuning in right now. And a quick happy birthday to Tabori.
Happy birthday, Tabori.
It's his birthday. So the whole Spades Gang want to wish you a happy, happy, happy birthday.
Did we do any maintenance? No, we did not do any maintenance. I got you. Here we go.
You didn't introduce Artesia. I know we have been
I did. I can do it again.
Make it do it again.
All right, ladies and gentlemen of the space, on today's show, we're going to be talking about religion and how that affects us and in the community, and you know, just some things that we observe that we might not agree with, that we might agree with, or some things that society itself is ongoing. But before we jump into the show, do me a favor. Head over to www.thebkspadeshow, where you can get the blogs, our entire show, everything we've ever done, all our podcasts, and all our video podcasts as well. And now, as of right now, you can get Spades Gang merchandise. So head over to www.thebkspadeshow.com/totally-different-website, and I'm going to get to that in a minute.
I didn't want to represent the church.
Thank you. We did not try to dress alike, by the way. This is purely accidental.
Yes.
So, head over there, get your shirts. You can go to www.thebkspadeshow.com/shop, and you can get merchandise from the show. Right now, we got a really cool looking t-shirt. It has Nova Kane's character from the logo. It has my character from the logo. They look really great. All in one shirt, and it also has a Spades Gang in there. I'm gonna post pictures and stuff later on. Also,
hey LaToya, hey Shandrika, they watching live.
Hey y'all, I can't see anything. Like, I don't have, like, you can see them, so that's good.
Yeah,
right?
I got you.
Cause I'm not touching.
I'm not gonna touch anything. Also, just to be safe, try not to talk over each other because I hear distortion in my ear every time we talk together, and then like the other, it's Zoom. Zoom is tripping right now. So also make sure you head over to where can they go and give us some stars. Go ahead and let them know.
Head over to the Apple Podcast and leave a 5-star review, a written review, so we can find our tribe. It's other people out there that love us just like you guys, and we want to find our tribe. So hit those stars, hit those reviews, and just, you know, give us all that love. And also, you already said www.thebkspadeshow.com.
I mean, drill it in your head, drill it in your head. Okay, so now, again, since we were having tech issues a minute ago, and a lot of people didn't get to know, on today's show, as a guest, a special guest on our show today, who aid us in this conversation, we have Mr. Arteza Jones, the homie from my hometown, my original tag team partner, and he's done a lot of stuff in his community, in our community. Step Roots. He's a musical director at like two churches. The man is everywhere all the time. And we had him on the show today because I felt like it was time for him to have his own moment on the show. And he can give us some insight what we don't know, because he's definitely way more into the church than I am. And don't tell my grandma or my mama. But, how you doing, Arteza, man?
I'm doing good, man. Just been working every day, a lot of hours. But other than that, man, I'm glad y'all, invited me on today. Most definitely enjoy the shows. Great topics, great people running the show. Yeah. Hey.
All right. So we've kind of lollygagged on a while now. So let's just jump right in before we have more tech issues.
Okay.
We're gonna kick it off with the mega part, the mega churches. So have you guys been online? You know, your TD Jakes, Grapple Dollars, and any other pastor that I had in my head when the show started that I can't get off my head now. They've been in controversy these past couple of years. And the most recent one is megachurch pastors buying expensive merchandise and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And people saying that they shouldn't be able to purchase those things. If you're assuming that the only income they have is from the church. So what do you guys feel about them buying nice shoes, cars, and things like that? How do you feel? No, okay.
Like you said, if it's the only income that they have is the money from the church, I'm going to feel some type of way about that. Because I feel like, you know, these pastors and these churches should help out with their members more. So if they have these millions of dollars and their rent still like behind on the church, or their lights about to get cut off next month or something, but they have a really nice car, their priorities in the wrong place. So I definitely feel some type of way if it's the only income. If it's not their only income, like if they like nice things, they like nice things. Like that's their choice.
Yeah. Arteza, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I mean, I totally agree. You know, we're taught in church, there's actually a scripture, and I can't think of it right off the top of my head, where it talks about taking care of the pastor. And a lot of churches, they want their pastor to be a pastor 24/7 and not work a regular labor job. In order to do that, you know, they got to make, you know, sufficient funds to be able to support their families and also take care of themselves. So, you know, if the congregation is willing to pay them, you know, what they want, then who are we to say, you know, that they're getting too much, you know? So I agree with Noble 100%.
So they're just that popular that people just want to throw the money in.
I think a lot of people have this whole, I think it is an issue at some point where pastors become celebrities versus actual pastors. And it can be concerning for people, because here you have a major congregation and you still have poverty in these places. Or what was the pastor name when the hurricane hit this past time and he wouldn't let the homeless people into the church?
Joel.
So when you have people like that saying, no, you can't use my mega church, which I'm not using right now, to house homeless people or people who lost their homes or all their belongings and things like that, I can understand where the criticism comes in. But I do agree with you guys when you say, hey, look, these people know what they're getting into. They know what their pastor is capable of. They're okay with giving him the money. So who are we on the outside to judge that? So I totally agree with you guys on that one. And you know what? I'm going to leave it at that. I agree. We're going to move on. So what about televangelists as a whole? Because there's one thing to be a mega church pastor, and then there's a totally different thing to be a televangelist. How do you guys feel about that? Because there's a lot of chicanery. Like I'm using a different word today, chicanery. There's a lot of chicanery in that profession, you know? So personally, I've seen older relatives get taken advantage of, sending money all the time. And it's like there's like a prosperity gospel thing where you send me money and then you're going to get blessed with this. And then those things don't happen, you know? And I think the younger people, other millennials that grew up watching our grandparents do this, or our great, any great relative do this, was like, yo, for real? Like Benny Hinn, you really hit people with your jacket and they getting healed? For real, you know?
Yeah.
Look like you had something to add to that. Go ahead.
No, you know, I was just thinking about when you said that, I'll be thinking about the ads on TV where they say you the little bottle of oil, and then, you know, they tell you to put it on yourself, and yeah. you know they charge you for it, and I'm like, man, they charge you for some olive oil that you can go to the store and buy.
You make yourself.
Bless it yourself.
What's crazy is for years, when I moved to the city I'm in now, man, it was a mega church televangelist sending me, he sent me a little cross and like a little handkerchief and was like, put a dollar in this. And then I sent it back. And I'm like, what? Like, and like every 3 months, it was a clockwork. I knew when another letter was coming in. I'm like, I'm not subscribed to this. Why are you sending me this stuff? You know what I'm saying? It can be predatory. And if you're an older person, and you know they're hitting on things that you feel and you know.
Some of those televangelists are just running scams.
I agree. Have you seen some of those?
They're just running some scams. Like what you say?
Have you seen some of them wigs and jackets they be wearing?
Oh, them jackets got some power in them.
with the rhinestones. Hey. Maybe they can be clean. Hey, listen, real quick. Toya said, remember the story about people selling things outside the place of worship? Yeah, I totally remember that story. And
she said, Jesus tore it up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jesus came in that boy and he turned it out. Can you imagine Jesus like literally turning tables?
Yeah. Right.
That's how you know Jesus is black. I'm just kidding. I'm not putting part of the argument. I'm just joking.
All right.
Yeah, you know, man, that's a fight. That's a whole nother episode right there. I ain't really trying to get into that.
To itself right there.
For real. But yeah, like I said, it can be very predatory with them and mildly annoying. And you got people who have real serious issues, cancer or diabetes, and like things that they can't get rid of or irreparable, and you telling them to put their hand on the TV screen and believe, but also in order for it to work, you got to send $100 every Sunday. Like, I think the prosperity gospel, when you have to send money like that.
I heard that it's a rule of what, 10% of your income?
Yes. It is a rule in the Bible that's 10% of your income. It says that, yes. I can't tell you what verse it is, but it absolutely does.
There's a verse in the Bible that says it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, it is actually. Which is the word referred to tithing, but the Bible does talk about giving 10% of your earnings, your first earnings. So when you get that paycheck, you know, the first thing that should come out of your check is the 10% of whatever you made to be given to your tithe in church. So, yeah, that is actually word in the Bible.
Wow. Oh, no, but what's up? Like you had something to say about that. You was like, man, I'm about to flip a table for that.
I mean, there's a lot of things in the Bible that a lot of us don't agree with or that don't really transfer over to what's acceptable these days. Slavery is talked about in the Bible. We don't accept that these days. So, I mean, we talked about this, about how we're not Bible thumpers.
Yeah.
And I feel like, personally, I've given up altogether on a religion because I've always believed that religion was put here just as race, ethnicity, sex was put here to divide us.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this conversation a long time ago, and they were saying, like, there's just certain topics you're not supposed to talk about publicly because you'll get a row out of people because everyone has their own opinion. But religion for me has always been, like, kind of, like, weird, and then I just gave up on it because that's how I've always felt, that it separates us.
So are you saying you're giving up on religion or are you giving up on spirituality? Because you're, like, two different things there.
No, I'm definitely not giving up on spirituality because I definitely believe that there is a higher being. I still call this higher being God because that's what I was taught. So mm-hmm. I do believe that there is a numero uno, just like how I just said, like, there's some things in the Bible that I do agree with. Like, in the Bible, it does say that, you know, put no other God before me, you know? So that's not ruling out that there may be demigods or people that are supreme beings, but not a high supreme being as he is, mm-hmm. or she. But but I will never give up on spirituality. Never. Because how did all of this happen? How did everything that exists come to be? Yes, it can be proven through science, but just some things just are miracles. So I definitely will never give up on spirituality, but religion and how there's so many similarities between this religion and that religion. It's like, so why do I have to, like, pick, you know? So
I agree. I was
actually going to try to figure out this 10% scripture. Yeah, I'm going to come back to that because I never knew it was in the Bible, so I'm, like, very interested to see what this is.
Okay, so let's hit these comments. My nephew, TZTZ, is in the comments, and he said, my uncle's made it to the big screen. We about to be rich. I'm going to claim that one because I would like to be rich at some point in my life. So, you know, I take it. And also, LaToya actually came out. Like, she just dropped an album. LaToya said, I seen a church Facebook post in my hometown telling its members to don't forget to give 10% of their stimulus. I know, I'm going to touch on that real quick, because I know that we're supposed to give, you know, like you said earlier, our teacher, that we're supposed to give a certain percentage. I can get with that. But I think these rules and things, they have to change with the times and circumstances in some cases. Like, there are some things, you know, murder is murder. So we're not going to touch on that. But, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We're broke. I think, personally, I think God will understand that, hey, I ain't got it, Chief. Like, I think you understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, now I'm not going to lie. I'm going to get cut off here.
No, you still here.
Okay, there we go. Okay, y'all was moving, but I wouldn't hear any sound. I was like, what's going on?
But we were waiting for you. We were waiting for you.
But yeah. It's you know, it's that's kind of been a complicated thing, and I never really asked about it. But as far as like your taxes and you know the extra money that you get, are you supposed to tithe from that? Because you know, yet again, it's always been the earnings that you get out of each paycheck that's been more pushed than anything.
Yeah.
But that I've never actually had any of my pastors say, oh, you got your stimulus, you need to get a 10% of that, or you know.
I think we have to be careful when we talk about these things in the general sense, because it's not every pastor, it's not every mega church, it's not every TV pastor. You know what I'm saying? You guys be civil in the comment section now. See you arguing, but be civil.
Before you was breaking up, I was saying, because the comments are going up right now, and I wasn't expecting that just now. I didn't even realize that, you know.
We got a bit of an argument going on in the comment section right now about whether or not, you know, the Bible contradicts itself. That's why I was saying be civil down there. you know, let's not, you know, hate each other over a few comments.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, have the conversation for sure.
And, definitely.
You know, we got some Bible verses being dropped, and you know, healthy conversation is healthy conversation. You feel me?
Right.
So, okay. So, what were we talking about? Because that lag was heavy, so we're gonna have to kind of speed this along.
No, we're supposed to be going into the next part. You actually was ready to talk about what you were about to say, and then we were gonna go into the next part.
Okay, so. Let's talk about TV pastors a little bit here. No, we were just talking about TV pastors. So let's talk about millennials ourselves. For those of you that don't know, those are like the people that were basically born in the 80s for the most part. I think
it's like the mid 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mid 80s, midnight, somewhere around there. You know what I'm saying? So us, if you're in your 30s, you're a millennial. If you're like in your early 20s, you are.
If you're 25. I'm sorry. If you're 26 and older, you're a millennial.
There we go. So, first of all, please
26
stop calling.
To what? 30? 38, 39? One of them numbers.
Yeah, somewhere.
I don't know where to cut off at, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, 26 is like the youngest millennial.
All right. So, anything after that, you know, so the Tide Pod people and a lot of the other crazy challenges, that ain't us, people. Stop blaming us for everything. And no, we're not a bunch of lazy people. So, and I'm about to go on a whole nother rant. So I'm not going to do that today.
Don't do it.
Because I was about to go. Because we was about to go on the rant for real. So let's talk about how we feel about church. Let's talk about some of our personal lives. I kick it off because I'm going to tell a story about a pastor. Because me and Artesia, we used to go to church together. All right. So let's just go ahead and knock that out. We were doing like a step group. We were heavy in the ministry for the youth at our church. And I don't want to call out no church because I don't want nobody to have no animosity about it or anything, because this is not what the story is about. It's just an example of how what happened to us. So, you know, we were going pretty good. The youth, we had the youth ear, you know what I'm saying? They was trusting us. We could pretty much do and say we had their respect. So, and we were good guys. We're good guys. So it's not like we were just leading them down a bad path, right?
Right.
So it came time for us to move up in the ministry at the church. We felt like it was time for us to go to the next level, like to take it to whatever the next level was for us in the ministry that we were in. And we were told we were too young. Here we are, what, like 20, 21, something like that. Grown men were told that we were too young, and basically the way we were going about things was wrong. And that's like the roundabout way it went. So for me personally, that kind of turned me off to the church itself. And for years, I struggled. I'm like, yo, so what was all this for? You know what I'm saying? Like, we planted all those seeds, and we watered all those seeds. And then we were like, so that whatever we were doing was wrong, and there is no other way. This is it. God doesn't change. So all this new stuff we were doing didn't matter. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you felt about it, because I don't think we actually ever really talked about it that deep, Artesia. But for me, it was like, yo, screw this, you know? And religiously, I struggled after that, for real. I'm gonna be real with you. I mean, I'm back on track now. I got my own way of thinking that's in line. But for like years, I was like, I don't feel like doing this. I'm not going back to nobody else's church because it's a waste of my time. I can praise the Lord at the house.
It's true. You know what
I mean? And you can. That was a very tough time. Because yet again, reiterating what you said, we were getting heavily involved, and we did have a lot of kids. We had a lot of kids coming out to be a part of the program. The issue for me that I dealt with in that whole thing is was for me it was more of do you not trust me? You taught me, and so I'm only doing what you have taught me, and also I'm doing what you have asked me to do in the way that you wanted me to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm following the rules and the guidelines, and so it was a trying time, I guess you could say, where I looked at it from my end more of as growth, which I've had many mentors, and I do remember one of my mentors pulled me to the side one time, and he told me, he said, I want you to remember one thing, what you do for God, man is irrelevant to what you do for God. And and basically what he was saying was, it doesn't matter what. And it wasn't on a disrespectful type thing, like, you know, don't listen to this person, but it was more of a, at the end of the day, you still have a task that you have to do. Yeah. And you have to learn from this experience to know what to do, know how to handle situations, and to learn from it so you know what not to do. And so for me, on my side of things, because of course, Like you, I've been in church all my life. So, you know, it's a very important part of my life. And so, those bumps and bruises along the way is what helped shape me to where I'm at now. Yeah. And so, at first I didn't really understand then, whereas now it's, the things that I dealt with in that situation, it made me a better person, and it allowed me to be able to not only see things through my eyes, but to also be able to see, to understand that when I'm in that position, which I'm in now, to where a person under me is trying to do those same things, you know, and, you know, doing new things and getting people involved. And instead of saying, well, you ain't doing it the way I want you to do it, being more open-minded and saying, okay, this is working. Like, let me put my hand on your back and push you a little bit and make you be more effective, you know? Yeah.
In the comments, not to cut you off, bro. Yeah.
No, you good.
Andrea Bell Jones. How you doing, Andrea?
Hey, sis.
Hello.
That's my sister.
Hey, sis, I'm your other brother you didn't know about. He said, could it be a jealousy thing? I've heard that happens a lot in church. Ooh. Wait a minute. Before we answer that question, we're going to come back to it. Okay. Do you have an experience, a personal experience you had?
When we were heavy in the church, our church actually took care of all of us. Like, we had a small church. Our congregation was probably about no more than like 20. Me and my little brother were probably like two of the four youth there. So, like, we had a really small congregation, and we took care of each other. We didn't have any type of jealousy, any type of, well, the church that I spent the most time in. Now, when I went to like a cousin church for the weekend or something, I heard all the gossip, you know, but yeah. I didn't like have to, I never had to go through anything like traumatizing. There was even a time when we were homeless and the church paid for us to stay in a hotel. So our church, like I said, we took care of each other, and that actually gave me a lot of faith in like humanity, because I heard so much about churches and, you know, the drama and things like this happening to you guys. And yeah. I'm definitely sorry that happened to y'all, because you guys should have been protected and you guys should have been molded to be the next in line, you know? How is the church going to go on? How is the church going to go on if you're not nurturing and teaching your youth, you know?
Right.
So I didn't have like a bad experience inside the church. It was love the entire time I was there. We were probably like really like in the church for like a good 6 years in my life, maybe.
Yeah. So with our church, I definitely wouldn't call it like a hate thing or a jealousy thing or a negative thing completely. I mean, it was, I think it's a teachable moment here, because here you have Novocaine, a situation where you went through and the church came through for you. It's not like our church didn't come through for us at times. I think it was just that big situation happened, and the way I reacted, but I'm glad now I reacted the way I did, but I shouldn't have. So here we have two separate examples about how things could go wrong and how things could go right. So for me, after that situation happened, where I was at, my immaturity, because we didn't get that, all right, so let me explain to you why moment, you know, at least I didn't. So because I didn't get that, it was like, you know, I'm out, you know what I'm saying? And I spiraled and I struggled religiously for years. Like, I didn't become a bad person. I didn't hate anyone. It just, I was questioning everything, you know? And I mean, now I don't, but at that point in time, y'all excuse my light, I gotta fix it. But at that time, I spiraled religiously through a bunch of things. So I still got love for that church. I still got love for the family and friends that's there. That never changed. It's just the circumstance in that situation, it kind of made me cold a bit. And I had to find my way back to a walk with God that was acceptable for me, and made sure that it was on the right track that I'm supposed to be on as well. So that situation molded me to come this direction that I'm going in now, versus for Artesia, it's molding him. I feel like we're exactly where we're supposed to be at. Let's say it that way.
Yeah.
Make sense? Artesia, you got something to add before we talk about this jealousy and church thing?
Yeah. I totally agree. Like you said, it was a teachable moment, and same here. I guess I got to be a little more careful of what I say, because I haven't been at a lot of different churches, so people know what churches I've been to, but no, there's no love lost between the people at all. And I have much respect for the people that are in that situation dealt with. But it was a teachable moment, man. I think in order for you to get pushed to the next level, there has to be some kind of obstacle to help you get there. Because if you don't have the experience of what you're dealing with, it makes it tough for you to be able to be effective to people. And I think that's what made it so easy for us to deal with those young people, because we were kind of still fresh out of college. And so we still had the hipness. We still understood what was going on, you know, and so it made it easier for us. So yeah, man, I totally agree, man. It got us to where we're at right now. And I feel like we are where we're supposed to be at.
All right. So before we head into my next topic, because my next topic was definitely going to be how people, society reacts to church now. But Miss Andrea came through with this whole, could it be a jealousy thing? I've heard that happens a lot in church. Oh boy. Okay, so yes, it does happen a lot in church. A lot of times, man, you have no idea when your parents or your aunties or your cousins, older people were deep in church, the things that come out about certain people, about certain things. And I don't want to say too much because I don't want nobody to be involved in a little drama from 20 years ago. All right. What are we talking about? Jealousy in church?
Yeah.
Definitely jealousy.
All right. So
definitely jealousy in church.
So jealousy happens in church.
I've seen scenarios
where it happened. I'm not going to go into any scenarios. Just know that sometimes even your pastor is a human being and he's going to have human emotions. So are the deacons, the deaconesses, the mothers of the church and all that. So, you know, jealousy happens. You're human. And I think that's the thing we have to remember about church and those people in leadership position anywhere. They're all humans, and humans are going to be fallible and make mistakes.
Yeah.
See what happens when my internet went down? I had time to think about the answer. I came back ready. The Lord was like, that was the answer I wanted you to deliver to the people. Thank you. I love this show too, Toya. We love you too, though.
Awesome. I was saying that when you were gone, I thought we were going to get into the money part.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this money. I mean, we kind of touched on it earlier.
We talking about money in the church, or we were just talking about money?
No, money in the church.
Oh.
Because a lot of people have money in the church because they count the church as coins. And by right, I understand as a taxpayer.
That's why Kanye West started having church.
Yeah, I mean, there are times where some preachers are
definitely in debt, and now he's like a new billionaire.
Yeah, he was in debt, but you know, I don't know. You know, churches don't get taxed.
I ain't gonna ask no questions. Don't ask no questions.
Oh my gosh, really? But yeah, churches don't get taxed. It happens. People get upset about that. I think churches should be taxed. What about the church in Birmingham that gave his congregation HIV? Y'all remember that? I do not remember that.
What? Happened. Gave his congregation?
I don't.
What?
You want to hit the what? Google machine? That was from Latoya again, because she just be saying stuff. Latoya be coming up with all the juice in the comments, apparently.
Right.
Apparently, right? Wait, for some odd reason, I kind of feel like I've heard this before, though.
I've never heard that.
But I didn't know anything about it being in Birmingham. Woo! That's y'all state.
Alabama is a very weird state to be in sometimes. Let's just go ahead and point that out now. Alabama be wilding. For real.
Listen. The way that all the other countries look at America, that's how every other American looks at Alabama and Florida.
That's cool, Blake. Before you're going to send me that link. Okay. Artesia, I remember you were sent me a story the other day. The PPP loan. The PPP loan.
Yes.
Where he got like $1.5 million in PPP. I really hate the word PPP, by the way.
The acronym.
This man splurged and brought 39 cars, including some Teslas, with the PPP law. It was in Montgomery.
Oh,
okay.
My God, he blocked too.
Yo, that's wild that you was still. I mean, because. Don't get me wrong, a lot of people did that. A lot of big businesses did that too. So I don't want to just act like it's only the church pastor that's doing it, because this is only one instance. But
yeah,
You know, if we're going to shame the pastor, we got to shame a lot of these big companies, because at the beginning of this whole panorama that we've gone through, a lot of companies were taking advantage of the PPP. Now, did the pastor need a PPP loan? Maybe. I mean, you have a congregation, you have deacons and things like that.
But he got cars out of it, I don't think that's fair.
I was going to say that. I'm like, now he definitely abused it. Like, I don't even know what the rules and regulations for a PPP loan with church. I don't even know how that would work.
What were you saying, though? Because it started chopping, and I feel like I needed to hear that.
No, I was just saying, I don't know exactly what the rules and regulations for church and PPP loans
are. I found a daggone thing about the pastor. That's why I was like, oh, no, he's black, too. But the other pastor y'all was talking about, that's a black pastor too, the one that got the cars, right?
The Teslas, yeah, it was.
And this one, this pastor, how this happened back in 2014. Well, the news broke in 2014, so it's no telling how long he was sleeping with his congregation. It's no telling how many people he was sleeping with outside of the congregation.
Oh, you're talking about that situation. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. And he has AIDS. He confessed that he has AIDS.
Right. That's very horrible. Well, let me say this before I get into what I'm saying next. But
am I back?
I know I got some. Yep, there you go. I can hear you. But
go ahead, RTJ, go ahead.
From my Bible thumpers, you know, there's a scripture, Matthew 7:15, it says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Because we have to say again, when you're dealing with people like the guy that was passing AIDS around, and the article that I sent on BK, those people were, you know, acting outside of, they were acting on their own accord, let me say that. Yeah. And so I don't want people to get it mistaken, like this is, you know, they're being led spiritually to do this. That's not the case. But these people that has, they've got their own agenda in it. And so they done got, you know, caught up doing it. Like the guy, I was shocked. Cause I'm like, the reason why I came across the article is because I saw one of my friends on Facebook posting about it. So when I see something I don't know, I just like to research. So I started researching what PPP loan was and all that. And then I came across the article and I was like, 1.5 million Teslas? Like, you know you're going to jail for that.
Oh, yeah. You buy Teslas, they coming for you. Like, no, you could have bought a Ford.
You didn't even try to say that it was a company car. You know what I'm saying? You could at least try to put the church, you know, logo on the side or something that says, you know,
Was it fully loaded?
I don't know if it was fully loaded. I just know it's like, what did the article say? Like 29, 39 cars?
Something like that. 23 cars, something like that.
23?
No. 23 Teslas?
Yeah, Tesla. I just closed the article too. That's what's messed up.
Oh, Lord.
39 cars. Including 39, Tesla. Yeah, I thought so it was 39. All the cars weren't Teslas. 39 just, you know, cars. Just a few of them were.
Yeah. And so.
A few of them were Teslas. Yeah. But when did the other 33 years go?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you said the winner?
Where did all of these cars go?
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't get that far in depth into the article because I was kind of in the middle of work when I was so I was kind of sneaking and looking at the same time, but yeah, so it's I would have to guess because of the situation they had to be used for personal use.
Yeah.
Like those loans have strict rules to them. So y'all need to watch out for those that's applying for that loan. Y'all really need to read the fine print.
Yeah, man. Don't apply for them without submitting them.
If you are on government assistance, do not apply for that, John.
For real.
Do not apply for it. If you are on any type of government assistance, do not apply. If you do not have employees underneath you, do not apply. If you do not have a payroll, do not apply.
For real.
Right.
The scam that went on during the COVID is going to haunt people in the late 20s, early 30s. Like, it's going to, the economy is going to be shit.
Yeah.
So, I guess the best thing the best thing I'm doing right now is investing. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely do that, man. If you can invest in, don't just invest in one place. I think that's where we make our biggest mistake. Everybody's jumping on Bitcoin, which is fine. Just don't invest everything in Bitcoin, you know? Get you some stock if you can. Find you a stock that's not too expensive. It looks like it's moving upward. Be ready to play the long game with that stock.
Right.
You don't stop magician or anything like that, but there's a few tips and tricks you can get off the internet, and people are talking about this stuff. Get you a group. Get in a group that has some legit financial people in it on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Learn some stuff about it and try to get into it, because you're going to need that residual income and that extra income and all that good stuff. Yeah, that's right. Be reasonable, as LaToya said in the comments. And also, LaToya was disrespecting my bandwidth. I'm going to let you ride on that one, LaToya. I'm going to let you ride.
The comments. I just saw the comments.
Yo, hey, that's a zero would hurt. That hurt. That would hurt. I'm freezing. Like she said, I was freezing like sub-zero.
I can't wait to watch that. Oh, I can't wait to watch it.
I'm definitely watching that tonight or tomorrow. When?
I'm watching it tonight. Like, after we get off of this.
As soon as we finish, I'm watching it.
Everybody is definitely trying to spoil this movie. Like, I had to watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I'm not going to spoil it. I have retired from my spoiling career some years ago. I told you
so
this.
You say.
I feel like when I spoiled something for BK, I kind of decided to, like, stop spoiling altogether. I haven't spoiled anything since, like, 2018.
Look at you, girl.
Breathe.
Good. You know what though? I think this is a good place to end the show on.
Yeah, because we hit all the topics, right? The faith.
Yeah.
Well, the marketing. Go ahead.
So yeah, because I do wanna touch on another side of the money. I want everybody to have the thought that it's just always bad, but I do wanna say that there are churches out there that and these are the churches that you really need to look for if you're looking for a church home. I have to commend my church. They've really been doing a lot to upgrade the facility and open up daycares to help people out. And I have much respect for my pastor, because he comes out of his own pocket sometimes to help people. And there are some great pastors out there. I've had situations with some, but you know, I still respect them at the end of the day, because you know, if I see them or if I need anything, they are willing to help. So you just gotta be careful, man, where you invest in. I mean, you know, because your tithe is pretty much, you know, going to a church that you're going to, and you're investing in it to help it grow. Yeah. And so the churches are supposed to be a stone of help. And Nova said it earlier, where, you know, at her church, like, she's had some great experience because the people there were very loving, and they had each other back. And that's what you want. You want to have a church that's got your back no matter what, because we're all going to backslide at some point in time. And to have that support system is great, because it takes a village. To raise a child. So I wanted to end it off on that note.
You know, yeah, thank and
you.
Today.
Thank you, Deacon Artesia, for joining us.
Oh my God, not Deacon.
He came in here with the biblical facts and everything.
It's a fact, though. He didn't lie in that one bit, and I feel like that's also with like people. You have to be careful. Like there are still good people out here, you know.
But what I want to say,
I
love it too. It's actually a really good show. I'm glad you enjoyed the show, Latoya. But before we end it, I just want to make sure that we state this. These views and stuff that we talk about today on the show is our own. These experiences are our own. Everybody experiences something different with religion. Whatever religion you're in, whether you're Muslim or whether you're atheist or whatever you subscribe to, these are your own experiences. And not every experience is going to be the same. And I see people either turn away from church or come to church because of the experience of someone else or something they said, and which is okay if that's what got you in the door, which is fine, but just know you have to build relationships and experience things in your own and learn things on your own, because going by what someone else says is never going to end well. Because if we just listen to our parents and went about this religious thing one way, we will probably all be miserable people. Maybe, possibly. I'm not saying that's a fact, but I'm saying it's a possibility, because the way they go into church is like completely blind. Whatever the pastor say is right. And we all know that, like I said earlier, sometimes your pastor is human, and sometimes, you know what I'm saying, they make mistakes. So you need to not to jump too religiously, but you know, you gotta have your own walk with God. You know what I'm saying?
So, yes, very important. That is very important. Everyone has their own experiences. Everyone has their own views.
Yeah.
And when you have your own views and your own opinion, don't try to push it on to someone else.
They don't
accept it. That is not their job to accept it. Mm-hmm. Everyone, like you said, has their own path. That's a great way to just back
it. Y'all talking about this is the time to end it. Are you sure?
No.
We
going
you know, we do black people endings around here, you know.
Right.
Take us 20 minutes to say goodbye.
That's all right. Yes. Okay. That's okay.
Do it.
All right. This is the official ending right here. So, Artesia, let the people know where they can find you.
So, you talking about as far as church wise?
Whatever you want to
hear.
Wherever I want to. Yeah. This is new for me. So. You know, so on my social media, you can follow me on Facebook, Artesia Jones. It's not hard to find me because not many people that with that name. on my other social media accounts is Instagram is Trey Holiday 05. You got Keymar to thank for that name. and on my Snapchat is Artesia.Jones. Shout out to my pastor, Bishop Terry Jones. He is a real man of God. And I do go to Abundant Life. And I am very happy there at that place. Very loving place. So, yeah, that's it.
I'm glad we can put a positive spin on some of this. Because I know a lot of people probably seen the flyer and was like, oh, they're about to dog the church real bad. That's not my MO. If you are part of the Spades game, you knew that. You should have known that by now. That's not what we do.
Don't be bashing nobody. Well, I bash abusers. I do bash.
Yeah, that's different. They don't count. also, Eminem. We talk about Eminem. I know you're a fan. I know.
Oh yeah.
Y'all bash Eminem. I try to give him a pass publicly. Sometimes.
Man, they be bashing Eminem. I be sitting there like, man, if I was on them, we'd be having a whole different discussion.
I like Stan. I thought that was a very good song.
Don't forget Space Game. We got some merch on the website. Go to www.thedkspaceshow.com. I'm ordering everything, so just get ready. Like, it's lit.
You know what? You know, since we got merchandise stuff, I think it's time for us to be like maybe a giveaway. So maybe we go through these comments, We find the best comment that we like, that you and I can decide on. And we send somebody a shirt.
I mean, why not? I'm down. I'm down. Let's
talk
about the same game.
Okay, okay. So
I got a comment that said I should be brought back.
And don't be booking those shows early.
Right, we wrapping this season.
What the heck? You try not to curse on the religious episode, y'all. I'm trying to be good.
I already said shit like 4 times.
You have your own
path. But that's
path.
All I said. All
you
I
have said. Your own path to follow. This is mine today.
Okay. I know that's right. Thank you, FaZe Gang.
Dang.
All right. So make sure you do us a favor. After you leave this show today, head over to Apple Podcast. Head over to Apple Podcast. I'm gonna get it out. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review. Make sure you review and tell us how you feel about the show so we'll know which way to grow next. Head over to www.thebkspaceshow.com/shop so you can get some of this merch. And while you are there, make sure you listen to all the audio and all the video versions of the show. Right now, I am contemplating on whether or not I'm gonna actually put this show up on the on the audio or video, or just chalk this one up to live only. I haven't made that decision yet. So if you're looking for it, it's a toss up right now. Because I was freezing through this entire process, man. This ain't even cool.
This a limited edition episode.
This is a Facebook only episode. Be an
say your last
time. All right, Space Gang. Thank you guys for coming through. It was a blast to have you here talking with us. Thank you, Artesia Jones, for coming through. It's always a good time with you, of course. Ben, DJ Space.
And Novocaine. Baby.
Man, we are out. Y'all be cool, Space Gang.